Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and Talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
It is another beautiful high desert weekend.
Yeah, we are moving through September.
I know. Can you believe it?
We are getting close to those special holidays coming up.
I know. I enjoy the holidays, but I got to say, I'm always a little sad to see summer go. That's my favorite time of year.
It's so sad.
It just is.
I'm not a fan of the winter. I mean, I like the winter. I get to wear my coats and everything, but getting up in the morning, it's freezing cold. No.
I know. You can dress cute in the winter, but still, I just really like the summer. That's it. And I'm sure everybody who's listening now is saying we don't really care. But
all right. Just get to the interview.
Yeah, just get to the interview.
All right.
And you know what? We've got a wonderful young woman who is representing, and you know what? She brought us some calendars, and I'm like, and she said this was light,
and
right?
I will tell you, I mean, if you're looking for lots of things to do, this is a great community resource that you can
absolutely
definitely take part in.
Absolutely. So we are excited to welcome Crystal Enriquez from IEHP Community Wellness Center. She is the manager there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Excited to have you here with us today. And Crystal, just, you know, to get us started, tell us a little bit about your role as the manager of this community wellness center, this IEHP Community Wellness Center, and what we need to know about it, because I don't think that people really understand what a huge resource this is in our community.
No, yeah, that's a really good point, Regina. So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me the space to be able to share about the awesome services that the center provides. So in my role as the manager, I really get to support my team, my supervisors, coordinators, coaches, to be able to provide resources to the community in fitness, wellness, health education, nutrition, and also other social services, because we do have partners at the center that provide social services that the members may need. And so the goal for the center is really for it to be this like hub, one-stop shop where people can come. It may be a lot of times people will come in and they don't even know what they're looking for or what
right.
they need. They'll be like, hey, I saw that you guys are IEHP. Are you guys a clinic? Are you guys, like, what are you guys? And so then my awesome, phenomenal, fabulous team will say, hey, welcome in. We are a community wellness center. And so here are some of the workshops that we offer for free to anyone in the community. They don't have to be IEHP members to participate. Although we do love to see our members. So if you are a member or a non-member, come on by to say hi and take a free class. So they can take yoga, Zumba, Tai Chi, do a food demonstration. We have an awesome kitchen.
Yes.
Where they can learn how to try a new recipe. You know, sometimes people don't even know, have never had Brussels sprouts before, haven't thought of like, oh, I can use chia seeds in this way. Or we have some amazing coaches that are full of like knowledge. And so one of the new things that I just learned recently is that potassium, everybody thinks of a banana, right?
Yeah.
However, if you're somebody who maybe has diabetes or the sugars, as some people call it, a banana isn't necessarily the best thing for you to eat. So mm-hmm. a zucchini actually has just about as much potassium
really?
As a banana does. I know, right? Fun
right.
fact.
Yes.
So,
I had no idea. Thank you, Crystal.
Yes.
And, you know, and I like zucchinis too.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so those are just some of the things that like very super surface level that, you know, people don't know. They don't know what they don't know. And so, you know, the center's really there for families. We have something for all ages. So we have things for our tiny humans, as I call them, our 0 to 5ers. So if you're a parent and you're looking for something fun and educational for your tiny human to do with you, we have a reading and crafts club for littles. that happens regularly. We have Zoom Beanies, which is all about like building community. We partner with other agencies that'll bring on a family story time, a family playtime, playtime for little minds. And so those are the tiny humans. We also have stuff for like, you know, the kiddos. And so that's typically our 5 to 11 ages with their parents. So like a yoga for kids, a Zumba for kids, a family fun hour. Then we also have movie nights for them. So, you know, and the movie changes, you know, every single time. We also have family game nights. So really trying to build a sense of community and give the High Desert a place for people to come and have a safe space where they can not only build community with other people, but also like make memories and build community like with their own families. Right? Because sometimes we really don't know what people are going through. And so, you know, to be able to go to a safe space where you can meet others and have a good time and then just be like, you know what, I'm going to come back and I'm going to, then, you know, we'll get you connected. Like, hey, maybe, you know, you need to go see your doctor. Have you connected with them recently? Right? Because it's about whole person health. So it's not just about like, hey, what is it that you're doing? Or, you know, or hey, just come have a good time. We are a good time. Don't get us wrong. We're a lot of fun. But also like, you know, what are some other needs that people may have that maybe they don't know what they don't know? Right. And so we're going to say, hey, come
on
in.
You know, Crystal, as you were talking and sharing, it just came to my mind that this is a way of enhancing lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole health of our lifestyle, right?
Yep.
And what you're sharing with us, all of this is free to community, and you don't necessarily have to be a member.
That
right?
is correct, yes.
So, you know, next time, Roxanne, you hear somebody that says there's nothing to do.
No, I'm looking at all these available choices that you can talk about. We were talking about before we went on the air, the spa water social. Just take a break, enjoy refreshment at your office. And what's also awesome about these, some of these activities and workshops, some are in Spanish as well for our Spanish speakers.
Yeah. Yes, I love that.
Very nice variety.
And so we talked about the wonderfulness of your world, Crystal, and what you guys offer, you and your team, and got going on. But tell us, where is it located, and how do we get in touch and get connected so that we know what's going on?
Oh, phenomenal question. So the center is located off of 12353 Mariposa Road, Suites C2 and C3 in Victorville, California, 92395. And so for those of you who are like, okay, give me a landmark.
Right.
We're right between the Planet Fitness and the Vallarta supermarket.
Perfect.
So that's where you can find us. And if you're ever curious and want to know more, or you want to maybe ask a few questions before you come to the center to see if, you know, we have what you're looking for, you can get in touch with us by calling 866-228-4347, option 5.
Great. And I think that's right between, what is it, Cottonwood and Mariposa?
Yes, it's right off of Mariposa,
right there.
And it's like pretty close to Bear Valley, too. So actually, we're... another good landmark is where the Chick-fil-A is and the bowling.
Oh, okay.
And the McDonald's, too, and the bowling alley.
Yeah.
So Monarch is right behind the center. Mm-hmm. So we're right there.
Right. Yeah. Can't miss it. I think everybody knows that center. You can see it from the freeway. So that's another thing. You're freeway adjacent, which makes it really, really easy. Let me ask you something, because, you know, we're in September now and we're talking about... you know, fall is coming and all of that. What about cold and flu season? Do you guys ever do anything around that? Are there any like...
Regina, you ask such beautiful, intelligent questions. Those are some beautiful segues. So actually, we're in the process of working to have some flu vaccine clinics.
Great.
And so we do host those. We try to make sure that there's programming and classes that are fun so that people can come, and it's like a 2-for-1 special where you get to participate and, you know, take care of your health and your wellness, and also come in and have a good time and either build community, do an activity, or whatever that may look like for you.
Great.
So we do
that. And also along the lines of COVID. Because, you know, we're starting to hear and see there's been an uptick.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this is definitely something that's not going to go away anytime really soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to stay mindful of it, although it's not where we were, you know, 3-4 years ago. Around the issue of COVID, are you guys doing anything? Can people get information?
As far as COVID specific, we're not. It's to your point, it's not as big as it used to be. So I think a lot of what we are doing, though, is the preventative space, right? So people come and can get their vaccines as soon as we have dates. We'll have them on the calendar. We'll share them on our social media. So the center also has a Facebook page where if people are interested in knowing what it is that we're doing, we post flyers, information, things that are happening at our center, things that are happening at other places in the High Desert. So, but something that I would say is like COVID specific that we're doing, not at this time.
Okay. And Crystal, I want to also ask you, at one point in time, I know inside of the Wellness Center, there were nonprofit organizations, I guess you guys call them partners, that had offices, or you could come and access some of those resources and services through the Wellness Center. Does that still happen?
That definitely still happens. So we currently have 5 co-located partners. And so what that means is earlier when I was talking about wraparound services and social services that people can come check out, that's what I was referring to. So we have 5 agencies. One of them is the Housing Authority of the County of San Bernardino. So okay. They have housing resources there. That partner already has a caseload assigned to them. However, they're there to answer questions, provide workshops, and then also refer some of their clients and members that they see to the other partners so that they can get support socially. Another partner is TODEC.
Okay.
So they do legal immigration services. So they have workshops on English as a second language, citizenship. And so sometimes people will come in with questions about, hey, like, you know, how do I get my DACA, which is, you know, like the Dreamers Act. And so they have a lot of different programs that they can get the person connected with. So they'll help them out that way. Also, like citizenship, you know, helping them pass the tests.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that we have is our Community Action Partnership of San Bernardino. And so they offer utility bill assistance out of the center. So they're busy a lot of the time seeing,
yes.
taking applications, meeting with people who previously have appointments. And then we also have Young Visionaries that does youth mentorship.
Yes, Terrence Stone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So him and his team are there, and they have workshops for creative arts for teens. They have workshops that they run that's called the Parent Club. And so those run adjacent to each other so that, you know, the teens can have dialogue amongst other teens. And if the parents feel like, you know, maybe I'm struggling with something, they can also build community with other parents.
That's huge.
Yeah, definitely.
That's huge.
And last and certainly not least, we have Goodwill of Southern California.
Yes.
And so they do the employment services. And so one of the really cool things about the center is there's synergy and harmony there, meaning that the partners can cross-refer to each other. So if somebody comes in, the team is well-versed in being able to, like, ask them questions of, you know, without asking them questions, where maybe somebody comes in and they're like, hey, like, I'm in need of employment. Or, okay, well, you know, do you also need help with, you know, maybe your utilities getting paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like picking up on the things that the person might not be saying.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe they'll say, well, I lost a loved one. And it's like, well, actually, we have some grief and loss support group workshops. And in addition to that, you know, or is there any other resources that you may need? And so really, like, trying to wrap our arms around the people that come through the center. And so then the team or the co-located agencies will cross-refer to each other. They'll refer to their colleagues and counterparts at the other agencies, or sometimes like they'll send them back up to the front and be like, hey, you know, like you can also connect with IEHP and they might have some resources available for
right.
you. So it's really trying to find them and meet them where they're at.
Yeah.
And so for the month of September, we do have a lactation new parent group that happens at 10 a.m. And then we also have a midwifery led prenatal group as well. That happens from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And so what we're trying to do is we've also included a 1-hour mommy social. So for moms or parents of babies that are 0 to 3 years of age, or maybe that they're expecting to basically come in and see if we can start to get more traction to really leverage that resource for the mamas. Because a lot of times they don't know that it exists. And so that's a great opportunity for them to, you know, start taking care of themselves, the moms, not just themselves, but also to take care of, like, their tiny humans before they're
yes.
out in the world.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, before we go, Crystal, tell us once again how we can connect and contact the Wellness Center.
Yeah. So you can come visit us. Again, that address is 12353 Mariposa Road, Suites C2C3 in Victorville, California, 92395. You can also give us a call at 866 228 4347, option 5, or you can follow us on our IEHP Victorville Community Wellness Center page on social media.
Also, too, Crystal, is the calendar of events on the Facebook page or on your website?
Yes, the calendar is on our Facebook page. It also gets added to our IEHP.org website. And then I'm trying to think if there's another way that they can get it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this is typically – those are the biggest ways to get in touch with us.
Yeah, a variety of classes. Yeah. I mean, I just want to mention a few. Like I said, the Spa Water Social, Chair Fitness. You have teen classes. Eat Well, Word Fundamentals. That's very interesting. Your Health, Wellness Benefits. Boot Camp. You've got Chair Yoga, Computer Basics that you were mentioning earlier. Breathe Well, Live Well. So there's a variety of classes for all ages. So nobody's left out on this.
That's right. So don't be surprised if you see Roxanne and I pop up.
Please.
For some of
the
these.
Birthday bash. Ages yes. 0 to 5 with parents. Very fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing with us. Like I said, this is just such a wealthy resource in our community. Crystal, we want to invite you back as things are expanding and changing. And, you know, you guys seem to always be adding something, you know, really kind of keeping your finger on the pulse of the High Desert community. And with that, I also want to say we are very grateful to IEHP here in the High Desert because, you know, often we are overlooked. We always talk about our lack of resources. But you guys have made a commitment, and ever since the center opened, you have been committed to making sure that there were these opportunities, right, and that those doors were made available and accessible to any and everybody who was seeking or in need. And I just want to tell you how appreciative I am for having that in our community. And I think it's worth us acknowledging that IEHP has kind of anchored in here in the High Desert. So we definitely know that you guys see us and we appreciate it.
No, definitely. And I mean, yeah, that's the goal, right? Like the way that we, what's that saying where it's like, you know, a rising tide raises all ships, right? And
yes.
So the idea is, you know, how do we remove barriers? How do we support each other? How do we take turns walking each other home? And just really quick, we're not the only center that exists here in Victorville, but we also have sister centers in both Riverside and San Bernardino. And so, you know, and they offer a wealth of programming just like we do. So, you know, we're IEHP, right? Inland Empire. And so we're really here to support our communities and meet those needs and remove those barriers. And, you know, because transportation is a big one, right?
Yes.
And so, part of the reason why we brought those co-located agencies to the center was because we saw that there was a need through the data that was pulled. And so one of the biggest barriers is transportation, right? Getting down the hill, right?
Exactly.
That local idiom of like, everything's down the hill. I have to go down the hill.
Right.
So it's like, okay, like how can we support removing some of that so that people can find it locally?
Yes.
So
yeah. Well, thank you. And we'll look forward to you visiting with us often.
Listen, you just let me know when, and I'll be happy to be here.
Thank you. I am really excited because we've got a very special guest in studio with us this morning. He's commonly known in community as El Gallo, right?
Yep.
Rooster.
He's been a great coworker, so I've so enjoy working with him.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so I'm having the opportunity to get to know him better. And so this morning, we're just excited to welcome Jose Gadia.
Yes.
here he is, the program director for KXVV.
Yes, La X, our Spanish station here at El Dorado Broadcasters.
Right. I keep wanting to say that, but I know.
I say La X.
I don't want to have anybody upset with me. But he is
it's 103.1 FM.
103.1 FM. And so welcome.
Oh, hi, hola, Jose.
Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Roxanne, for having me in your show. I'm so proud to be here.
Well, we're happy to
yes.
have you. And so we want to talk just a little bit because we know you've got a really big announcement of something that's going on this weekend that we hope people will want to get out and go to and enjoy. But we want to talk just a little bit about you.
Oh, okay.
And so I want to know, how long have you actually been in radio?
Well, I've been in radio for more than 30 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started when I was 19 years old. That was 1982 in Mexico. I became U.S. citizens in, it was 1990.
Okay.
That's when I went to San Francisco. Then I worked in L.A., Fresno, San Diego, Austin,
wow.
Texas.
Uh-huh. All over.
And now,
so the
now
state,
here.
Up and down the state, right?
And now here, here in Victorville, yes.
And how long have you been here at El Dorado?
I started working in April 2021, so I have 3 years working.
Wow,
for
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, I know you've been doing amazing things on our sister stations, and so just kind of want to find out, because it's always interesting when we talk to the on-air personalities mm-hmm. and those who actually work in radio to find out what they actually do, because I think mm-hmm. a lot of our listeners don't really understand. They hear it, you know, like, program director. Mm-hmm. What does a program director actually do?
Well, a program director, especially, I'm in charge of programming all the music. You know, I coordinate all the on-air talent. I mm-hmm. do production. I do promotion. And actually, I do the morning show as well. So
mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And from what I've heard, you guys are doing amazing work, just a great job. And we're excited. We're coming up on Hispanic Heritage Month, of mm-hmm. course, will start mm-hmm. on the 15th of September. But there's also Mexican Independence Day.
That's right.
That is happening this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's my understanding, Roxanne, that mm-hmm. we've got something wonderful that's going on. And Jose, you're going to share a little bit about what that is,
yeah.
so maybe people can get out.
We're excited about this because all of our mm-hmm. stations are really involved in this too, but especially La X, and we have such a great Hispanic population right here. The music is great. So I know a lot of people, last year's event was fantastic, right, Jose?
Yep.
And this one's just going to be even bigger. So mm-hmm. can you tell us about it? Because we're excited.
Sure. Yeah, we want to be celebrating our Mexican Independence celebration this coming Sunday at Civic Plaza Park here in Hesperia. There will be live music, and the Mexican consulate will be on charge of the ceremony celebrating our 214 years of independence. So
wow.
it'll be a big, big celebration.
Yes.
And it's a free event, so okay. everybody's invited.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so it's free. And what time? What time should we be out there?
We'll start at 2 p.m.
Okay.
From 2 to 7 p.m.
That's good.
2 to 7, which is good because maybe it'll start to cool off a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? So people can really come out and enjoy.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be music and food and just an opportunity to celebrate, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And it's all free?
All free.
All
parking,
free.
Everything's
free. Last year, the event was at Hesperia Lake Park.
Okay.
And it was a great mm-hmm. space. So this mm-hmm. year, we're doing Hesperia Civic Plaza Park. So thank
okay.
you for them, too, for having us help out with that.
Right. With that, I want to ask you a couple of questions, Jose.
Yeah.
One is, do you encourage young people to pursue careers mm-hmm. in radio? And if so, why?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, this is a great career. But we have to, you know, think that you have to be really, really dedicated to this career.
Okay.
Because it requires a lot of effort and sometimes sacrifice.
Yes. You know? Most good things do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's great to be on the air, be popular, but at the same time, it requires a lot of effort, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if young people are interested, maybe is there any suggestions you can make of how they can get started? I know, like, there's a street team that El Dorado has, and maybe that's one way to get started. But mm-hmm. is there a way that maybe you can suggest young people get started?
Yeah, they need to start practicing. You know,
okay.
This is a career where it needs a lot of practice. But, yeah, they can... Roxanne, we have a lot of students here. Huh?
Yeah, and we do. And like Regina was mentioning, the street team, it's always good to have your foot in the door. That way you can network and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did that for some of my volunteer work. Before I was starting work in radio, I volunteered for a product placement company in L.A., and just getting, because I wanted to work in the entertainment industry, and just getting my foot in the door, learning that, asking those questions. And mm-hmm. if there's any, you know, open opportunity, We have so many people, great teachers here, like Colleen, we've mentioned, Jose as well. Just all of us here are ready to help out where we can. But it's always good, like Jose was mentioning, just to get into the field. And if it's something you want to do, maybe practice on podcasts. That's something that's it's so hype right now. I know a lot of people will post like TikTok videos and things like that. But yeah, just to being comfortable being speaking to a lot of people, but just having a good time. So
yeah, that's great. Now, before we wrap up, because I want to remind our listeners before you leave us about this wonderful event that's taking place on Sunday. But before we wrap up, I want to ask you, you know, how important is it for us to have Spanish language radio, right? Because we know, like here in the high desert, the population has increased. And so how important is that? Because I believe that it's important.
It is.
But, you know, how do we validate that? So I'm going to ask
you. No, it's very, very important. This is how we communicate with our community, remembering our music, remembering our traditions. So it's very important. As you said, according to the last census, 40% of the population are Hispanic here in High Desert. So it's very, very important to keep together, you know.
And it's a way of making sure that we're connecting with that segment of our population in a way that culturally keeps them connected, but also in getting that information that we want all of our citizens to have, right? Making sure that we're getting that information to them. So I see it as just being a plus.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be overlooked. And I'm just proud to be with an organization that does not overlook that segment of the population, but in fact is really doing a lot of the work to make sure that we are connecting, right, and helping to promote the culture.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's just wonderful. And so I want to thank you.
Thank you,
for
Regina.
The work that you are doing and in making that happen. And I want to thank you for inviting me in to learn more about the culture, to be a part of it, and to help celebrate it so that I am also connected to community, because I think that's hugely important, Jose.
No.
So, again, before we leave, tell us what's happening on Sunday, where we need to be.
And also, Jose, too, tell us for our listeners how they can hear you on the radio, like what time is your show, and then por favor en español también.
Sure. Yeah, I'm on the air every day from Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. through 10 a.m.
Okay.
So,
el gallo,
mundo,
el por,
gallo
la
por la mañana. That's el gallo en la mañana. So, por favor, escúchenos en la X103.1.
103.1. And the event, come out, like Jose was mentioning, is a free event. Hesperia Civic Plaza Park from 2 to 7 p.m. There's going to be music, live events going on. It's just a great time to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month to start it off, and the Mexican Independence Day as well.
Yes.
So it's going
to
be
and
awesome.
I promise you that I am going to start to work on my Spanish because I don't want to be left out of the conversation.
Right. And we'll have more about it on our Facebook page. But thank you, Jose. Anything else you'd like
to
mention?
Yes. Invite everybody to our Mexican Independence celebration this coming Sunday at Civic Plaza Park here in Hesperia. There will be live music, and the Mexican consulate will be in charge of the ceremony celebrating our independence. So everybody's invited. It's a free event.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Gracias, Jose. Mucho.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.